Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
03044.
Can you repeat that zip code again?
03044.
And may I have your first and last name?
Tracy Toler, T-O-L-E-R. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Just hold one moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, will you spell that last name?
Toler, T-O-L-E-R.
Can you verify that shipping address?
44 Capitol Mill Road, Fremont, New Hampshire.
Okay, so I do see here you have the meal plan and your account have already been canceled.
Dude, I have what? Sorry.
I see here you have this meal plan with us.
A meal plan, no. No. Never had a meal plan.
Well, see to hear that you tried to order the meal plan and nope. That charge declined, it didn't go through.
I did not order a meal plan. I did an online survey for KitchenAid for $2 in shipping.
Okay, just so one. Okay, so basically you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, or you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
No, that's not what I did. It was a overstock on KitchenAid mixers, and you choose a box, and I chose a box, and it came up with a KitchenAid mixer, and so it said put in your address, and you get it for $2 in shipping because of overstock, and so that's what I did, and all of a sudden, I got a charge on my account for $60, and I'm not sure what for, so my bank helped put a hold on it and called a fraud alert and gave me your phone number to call.
Okay, so your account had been canceled. Well, that charge was declined, I mean.
Right, and they're nervous that when they take the hold off my account, it's going to try to go through again. Because I didn't get any meal plan. I didn't try for any meal plan, nothing. It was an ad for a KitchenAid mixer that was overstocked between Amazon and KitchenAid, and it was a $2 shipping charge. And all of a sudden, it's a $60 attempt on my account. So I don't know what you guys have linked to you, but it's definitely fraud. I just want to make sure it's not going to try to go through again.
Well, that charge declined, it didn't go through.
Yes, and the bank was nervous that it would automatically try to resubmit again once they took the hold off.
Okay, so you have to go on the website to replace the order because it had already declined.
I don't want to replace the order. I want to make sure this is stopped because I did not order it.
Okay, the charge declined. He never went through.
I know. Is it going to try to attempt to do it again, though, is my question.
No, ma'am. The charge declined.
I know it was declined. My bank stopped it.
Correct. No, ma'am. It's not going to attempt to go through again, is what I'm saying. You have to go on the website to try to replace the order.
Okay, so it's not going to attempt it again.
Yes, correct.
It's not going to do an auto, you know, resubmit. That's what a lot of places do. They wait 24 hours and try to resubmit again.
Right, so that charge decline it didn't go through.
Well, I know that. I just want to make sure your company's not going to try to resubmit again after 24 hours because I did not order this meal plan.
No, ma'am, they're not going to try to resubmit it.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Make sure it doesn't happen. Because it's not
one. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.